It's another hour of What's on Your Mind. And we found out today that it was, hey, the VA care, pretty good here. Yeah, we heard the national stories, and there's some ugly stories out there that they're trying to get to the bottom of in Congress about secret lists and about backlogs and about poor care for our veterans. We heard some of that in an email and one particular caller that had some issues, but most folks saying, hey, no, the care is great here, and the people are great. So that was interesting. Good to hear. We talked to a parent of a six-year-old kindergartner who has some behavioral issues in school, not at home, but at school. And the school, in this case, West Fargo Kindergarten Center, uses a seclusion room. And interesting a conversation on that front today from some of our listeners. So appreciated that. We're going to talk fishing. Toby Kovalevong is going to talk a little bit about fishing here today, and welcome any calls, questions, and comments you might have on the fishing front today. And then we're going to return to some open phone time on any and all of these calls. I did want to get Gene in here, who's on the road near Minot. And Gene wanted to weigh in on the VA. I've been waiting a while to do that. So let's get Gene in here. Then we'll talk some fishing. Then we'll just open up the phones and back to talk about whether, this parent is right to object to the policy of seclusion rooms, or whose side you're on that particular issue, or the VA or fishing or anything else on your mind today. On the program we call What's on Your Mind with Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hennon. We are at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota today. More on that coming up throughout the hour as well, so stay tuned. 800-228-0550, the number to call. Hello, Gene. How are you?
I'm just fine. See, well, not really. I'm on my way to Minnesota for a funeral from Park City, Montana. I go to the Billings VA clinic, which they just expanded, so we'll see what they're going to do there. But with the new expansion, right now they're trying to find some help, and they can't find the qualified physicians that they need for the different departments. One of the reasons is because they don't pay what a regular doctor gets paid. But then on the other hand, the VA doctor and the VAs, they work like 8 to 5, and that's it. I mean, they're done. They're gone. And if we have a problem at 5:30, we have our own problem, our own place. We pay for it ourselves. I mean, it's done. It's gone. I had a bad sliver in my hand that I ran in my hand, and I had to go to same day care, and they about got upset because I went in there 6:45 at night, and they were closed at 7. But anyway, the first thing they did is took out the knife and start cutting, and they finally got the thing out. It was about 2 inches long and about a quarter inch deep. But anyway, they that's just one little example. But what if you had a heart attack at 5:30 at night? The VA's gone. I mean, and not only that, but in the years that I've gone to the VA in Billings, I've had and they come and go, they come and go. And the good ones, they go soon. And then I had one that was over 300 pounds. I had another one that was a recovering alcoholic, and he got fired from the local hospital, and then he went to the VA. I mean, this is the kind of thing that they pick up there, and a lot of it has to do with the pay,
Sure.
And so,
as far as some of the stories we're hearing about, the horror stories nationally, at least, other than wanting more doctors and different care, you're saying you get pretty good treatment in Montana.
No, I had a urology problem. They sent me to Denver, Colorado. I had to drive down there myself, and then I had a nerve problem while my feet, I got neuropathy in my feet, and they sent me up to Helena, Montana, which is the main hospital, the only hospital we got in Montana.
But when you get there, are you getting good care or not?
No, they say, well, there's nothing we do. So I go to Costco and buy toe warmers, and I put 2 of those on a day. Because they only last for 5 hours. So, after 5, 6, 7 hours, then my toes are cold again. I have to change them. But no,
I hear your frustration, Gene. I appreciate your call. If you're having to go to Costco to get good care because you're not getting in from the VA, I can understand the frustration level. Appreciate you sharing that story. All right, let's talk some fishing here. Toby Kovalevog is a professional guide with a group called Leisure Outdoor Adventures. Does some fishing on lakes around Walker, Minnesota, Brainerd area. And, since we're waiting for spring and summer, I thought it'd be fun to talk some fishing. And tell you a little bit about what Toby does. And, maybe we want to get a little trash talking going between North Dakota and Minnesota on where the fishing's better. But we're all Heartlanders, so we're going to stick together. Toby, you may remember, was a University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux goaltender and played on a national championship team under Dean Blaze, and the coach of the University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux. So he has a great connection for a lot of Sioux fans out there, in addition to being a great guide. Toby, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Scott. Thanks for having me on the air. It's always good to talk to you and all the great people from North Dakota, even if we are biased about our fishing over here. It's always a pleasure to visit with you.
You as well. Now, first of all, give me some good news. Are the fish biting right now?
They are biting. They're just finishing up their spawn. You know, it's really more about the anglers. We can be tough enough to get out there and put up with the, 38 to 40 degrees, a little bit of wind on the water right now. The fish underneath are just doing fine. They just are finishing up their spawn, and they're hungry. And with the right presentation, we are catching them. So a lot of people are catching them, but Leisure Outdoor Adventures crew, the few trips that we have done, we actually have guys out on the water right now. I haven't talked to you yet this morning, but they're right out there in front of you. I'm chasing the lake, and they're catching them. So it's shaping up to be a great year. Leech Lake specifically, I know we guide a lot of lakes in the central Minnesota area, but Leech Lake specifically is just shaping up to be one of the best years in the history of Leech Lake. You know, it's got the DNR has shrunk the slot limit. It's now 20 to 26 inches have to go back. So everything under 20, and over 26, are fish you can keep and take home. And so limit of four fish, but there's plenty of them that be caught, both fish to take home and or to take pictures of. So Leech Lake is going to be a phenomenal year. It's going to be a phenomenal year, and we're excited to fish it.
Leech Lake, traditionally known as a walleye lake, right?
Correct, yeah, it is. It's not what you would call a typical multi-species lake we have down in Brainerd, Minnesota. You know, Brainerd, you catch panfish, and let me preface this with there are all these fish in Leech Lake, but you go to a smaller lake like a Gull Lake per se, you catch more of every bite may be something different, from bullheads to largemouth bass, sunfish, crappies, a few walleyes, and northern pike. Where Leech Lake, you go there to catch walleye, and people go there to fish muskies. I mean, there's some great bass fishing, don't get me wrong, both largemouth and now smallmouth, some wonderful pan fishing. It's just the big lake and the fish, those types of fish are really spread out, where there's so many walleyes in Leech Lake, and there's a lot of big giant muskies. So really, that's what gets most of the spotlight. And then in the winter, of course, perch fishing is fantastic, which you may or may not believe as to your experience this winter, but it is. There's a lot of good fishing we had in the winter as well. So Leech Lake is a great place to go. And the walleye fishing is kind of in the spotlight most of the time.
By the way, Leech Lake is where we are at today, broadcasting a Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts right here on the shores, Walker, Minnesota. So it's world-renowned in northwest Minnesota for folks that enjoy great walleye fishing. You might want to come over there. What if you had to share a secret of the trade, what tip would you give for folks land of the walleye? Where should they? They just know that, you know, they're looking for that thing that's going to do it. What's a must?
Right now, you can't beat a jig and a shiner, which is just a typical early season pattern. But shallow water, warm water, current, all that are the variables, because the fish are spawning or just finishing spawn, and they're also getting ready to eat and chasing the shiners, which are also visiting those same areas. So, Scott, really the bread and butter bait right now in central Minnesota is a spot-tail shiner, and most bait shops are just starting to get them in. So any type of a jig, my favorite is a Ken-catch jig is what it's called. It's got a bigger hook on it, and it allows you more flexibility when you're rigging your shiner on that hook. It's a Ken-catch jig with a spot-tail shiner. You can get them right across the parking lot and chase in the lake over at Reed Sporting Goods. And it's just a fantastic place, a fantastic tactic for this time of year. It's hard to beat it. You know, just last weekend I had an opportunity to fish with the lieutenant governor for our Minnesota governor's opener, and she beat our governor, Mark Dayton, Dayton with a Jig and a Shiner. It worked perfect for her. She's got 23 inch her, and it's really the best thing going right now. It's spot tail Shiner, Jig and a Minnow, Gambia for opener, and the year.
I love it. Bragging rights for the lieutenant governor and the ladies, I might add. So yeah, perfect.
That's correct. Well, that's just a given. I mean, you've witnessed that. Every time I take a lady out fishing, it seems like it's that XY chromosome thing, something about it. You know, it's out fishing the wide. So it's an amazing deal, and it's a lot of fun we have out there. And you know, you mentioned you're at Chasing the Lake, and for the listeners,
hang on one sec, Toby. We're going to take a break. When we come back, by the way, any questions or comments for Toby, welcome. If you need any more secrets, we're also going to talk about some 2-hour evening guided fishing with Toby when we come back. Stick around, folks. Talking fishing, gotta love it.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's on your mind? If it's fishing, we got a pro here to answer any question you might have. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We're chatting with Toby Kovalevog. Toby's with Leisure Outdoor Adventures. They do a guide service in northwest Minnesota, Leech Lake and the Brainerd Lakes area. And Toby himself, a former Fighting Sioux goaltender, so a connection to North Dakota. Spent some time, obviously, at UND, but a Minnesota native and guiding on Minnesota lakes now. And You mentioned before we were going to the break, Chase on the Lake, where we're broadcasting live today, which is one of Minnesota's premier resorts here on Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. Tell me a little bit about the guiding you're doing here. You got kind of this a neat deal going with these two-hour evening guides.
Yeah, you know, we, in typical fashion, you know, there are various time frames in a guided fishing trip, and ours are turnkey. I mean, all you really need as an angler when you're fishing with us, fishing license, everything else provided. And we do a full day, which is an 8-hour trip on the water, Scott, and we do a half day, which is 4. And something new this year that we're only doing exclusively with Chase in the Lake, for various reasons, time frame wise, for people, a lot of times they just don't have all day to fish because different family functions going on, or maybe it's corporate work retreats. Because we're doing what we call a twilight package, and it's just going to be a 2-hour fishing trip, but in the evening on Leech Lake, you don't need a whole lot of time to get up there and get some fish, the walleyes or walleyes, perch, everything else. And so, where Chase the Lake is located, which is on Walker Bay, it's just a half mile away from where one of the best evening spots in the whole lake is. So we're offering a twilight package, which is a 2-hour trip after 5 p.m. And it's got a price point of $200, and that can be worked into a package with Chase the Lake. And I just talked to the manager that will be on their website. Real soon. I don't think it's on there right now, but if there's an opportunity to get on the water, maybe you're not quite so sure about fishing, maybe you want a golf part of the day, just want things going on, the new opportunity is something exclusive with us. These are Outdoor Adventures and Chase in the Lake. So 2-hour trip in the evenings is a perfect time to get on the lake and enjoy Leech Lake.
So if we go out for a couple hours, and you're gonna bring me to the sweet spot, I know that. What's realistic? How many we're gonna limit out in that 2 hours? What's real? You know, what can we do? What kind of damage can we do in 2 hours?
Oh yeah, you know, it's different. Fishing. You know, there's no guarantees, but more times than not, in the evening, I mean, you can do a lot of damage on Leech Lake in just a couple hours, and really, you're only gonna. It's only going to take us 10 minutes to get from the docks to be set up and fishing. So you're going to get plenty of time. And realistically, I would say a limit is 4 per person. So realistically, I would say 8 to 12 fish, depends on how many people are fishing, would be these are keepers now. We're not talking about the ones we throw back too, but we're talking, you know, 8 to 12 fish in 2 hours is real common. So it's a good opportunity to get out there and bang some walleyes, give them the live well, take them back, and they can quickly catch right there at the 502 restaurant right at Chase the Lake.
Yeah, we're going to actually talk with Amy from the 502 restaurant in just a moment here. They have a fabulous restaurant here. Now, this is a place we can end. When we talked earlier, where the fishing's better, North Dakota or Minnesota? What's a keeper in Minnesota, and what gets thrown back? I mean, you're throwing back the big lunker. What's your rule of thumb there, Toby?
My preference personally is I like to keep fish in the 14 to 16 inch range, just personal preference for the size of fillet and how I like them crispy and they fry up well. I'm not a real big fan of a thicker, meatier fillet when it comes to fish. That's my personal preference. So for me, it went very common this year, very common on Leech Lake, is a H class of 16 to 18 inch walleye. So you can plan on getting a basket full of both size fish, and it's really the perfect eaters. Also, there's plenty of fish in that mid-20s, 22 to 26 inches you throw back. And Leech Lake does have some monsters, which are plenty of fish over 30 inches, which I know there's big fish in North Dakota, and they get fat. I think we get them a little bit longer over here. So if you want to get that fish over 30 inches, I think Leech Lake is the perfect place to go.
Do you have a favorite fishing spot in North Dakota?
You know, my dad grew up in Devil's Lake. I've fished a few tournaments over there. And I think as far as fishing in North Dakota goes, you know, I've been to the Bismarck and I've fished the Missouri River, and I've fished some of the smaller lakes. I really believe Devil's Lake, because of its diversity and the ways that you can fish and the number of fish, it's hard to beat Devil's Lake, North Dakota, just because of the fact that you can fish with bobbers, you can fish with jigs and minnows, you can troll crankbaits, you can do it all in Devil's Lake, and you're going to catch fish.
Sounds good. Well, Leisure Outdoor Adventures, you can find them on Facebook. How do folks get a hold of you if they want to set up one of those guides, Toby?
Real simple. You give us a call, 855-LOA-HOOK, and or you give us you can email us, and you can contact us right on our website, which is www.leisureoutdooradventures.com.
And if you do want to do a two-hour evening job, chaseonthelake.com, and the folks here can connect you up with Toby and the crew, too, 888-CHASE-06. Thanks, Toby. Good to talk to you.
Thank you, Scott, and hi to all my friends and followers from the old Fighting Sioux hockey days over in North Dakota.
Darn right. We remember those some fond memories. Thanks a bunch. Toby Kovalevog, former goaltender for the Fighting Sioux, now an ace guide fisherman for you. By golly, if we can't have summer-like weather, spring-like weather, we at least can talk some fishing. Amy is here from the 502 restaurant. Toby suggested you go out and catch a bunch of fish and then bring them back to the 502. And I want folks to know a little bit about this wonderful restaurant when you come to Walker, Minnesota, that is the 502. How are you, Amy?
I'm good. How are you, Scott?
Good to see you. What do folks rave about at the 502? What's your specialty?
Well, always walleye being right on the lake. We are downtown Walker's only lakefront dining, so very proud of that. Beautiful setting. Walleye wild rice cakes, definitely our most popular appetizer.
Walleye wild rice cakes.
That's right. Much like a crab cake, only it's done with walleye.
Wow.
Over a Napa cabbage slaw topped with some wasabi aioli.
My goodness. And speaking of the appetizers, the fondue is really good here.
Yeah, it's coming back. From the very beginning when we opened, we had a wild rice bread with cheese fondue, homemade every day, and it went away for a few years, and we are bringing it back Memorial Day weekend.
I'm trying to get your mouth to water, Todd, with all these menu items that that Amy has lined up. How about the entrees? What's some of the favorites here? The prime rib's great.
We do have award-winning Black Angus prime rib, almond-crusted walleye, and we have made many changes to the menu, added a lot more variety, a lot more options, just really to appeal to a wider variety of people.
And the restaurant itself has got a great atmosphere. It's a lot of fun. And as you said, lakeside dining. If you want to go out on the patio, you can literally go out on the patio and be, within...
Literally a few feet from the water.
Yeah, exactly. Reach out and touch the water or great views from inside the dining room, too.
Yep, we do have a three-tiered patio seating. And then we also have our Waves patio bar, which is right outside. Lots of seating right there on the lake. Sit, enjoy a cocktail, and relax. Enjoy the sunset.
Almond-crusted walleye and the wild rice walleye cakes.
Definitely.
Two to highlight today. That might be enough just to get you to head to the lakes of Minnesota, Walker, Minnesota, chase on the lake. Thanks, Amy. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
You bet. They do it well at the 502 restaurants. I just wanted you to know a little bit about them and all the good work they do here. Okay, let's get back to the phones. And I'm kind of curious, after our conversation last hour with the parent, if you have any, you can't not hear this fellow and have some empathy for the situation, but wondering if there is a situation you've dealt with or what you think specifically of these seclusion rooms. And also more on the VA and anything else in your mind. Tell us, 800-228-0550. With Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hammond. This is What's On Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash, the best of the best. With that deep cleaning process and that free VIP service, the calendar's flipped to April. What's that mean, Megan?
Starting April 6th, we will be open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Feel free to give us a call at 701-628-1550 to check for wait times. Otherwise, the later hours will certainly guarantee you a shorter wait time.
And when you do have a wait, don't forget the free VIP service and that great lounge. Now open 24-7 on the truck bypass south of the Cenex Pinnacle, Stanley.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3333. 3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Questions we have raised on the program today. One, you're hearing a lot of stories about poor care for our veterans from the VA hospitals nationally. Focus of some congressional hearings and secret lists and vets dying while they're on lists and backlogs and, you know, just a lot of bad. What's your experience here? Majority of callers we heard from the first hour said, very different picture here. You agree or disagree with that? Let us know at 800-228-0550. Then last hour, we also talked to John Mercer, who has a son that is a kindergartner in West Fargo schools. He admits his son, has some less than desirable behavior when he's in school, hitting a teacher, throwing things, flip the table over, throwing a pencil, throwing toys, flip chairs, some issues that are evident. And when that happens, the school puts his son in a seclusion room. It's been there since the school's been built 20 years ago, used as a last resort for the safety of students and staff. The school has said they do have seclusion rooms in some, but not all the buildings, and they have protocols that they follow. They always include parents in the conversation, develop a safety plan that may include a seclusion room only in the case that the child would hurt themselves or someone else. You have a similar experience? Good idea, bad idea? You tell us. Or anything else on your mind in our remaining half hour. John in Oneida, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Hello, John.
Hi. Yeah, I happened to catch your parent that was having that problem, and I also heard there was a guy that just before break called in and said that it's not necessarily the school's fault. There's some issues there with parenting. And I think your father said, well, he doesn't act that way with me. I want to tell you a little story because I didn't act that way with my father either. But I think I was probably in fifth grade. Now, this was a long time ago. And I came home with my report card. And I remember giving it to my dad. He got his magnifying glass out to look at it because he couldn't see very well. And he's going down looking at the grades, and all of a sudden he stopped. And he goes, you got a D- in deportment, which that's what he called it because that's what it was when he went to school, but it was conduct in grade school. We used to get graded on that. And I said, well, every other boy in the class got an F. Well, that didn't go over very well. And he said to me, that's the easiest thing there is to get an A in. All you got to do is sit there, shut up, and do what the teacher tells you to do. And he told me in no uncertain terms that the next 6 weeks when that report card came, it better be a heck of a lot better than a D-. And he got his wish. It was a lot better. But I didn't act that way around him either. But school's a little different deal. But he made sure that I didn't act that way any longer in school is what I'm getting at. If my mother would have still been alive at the time, she would have done the same thing my father did. He probably wouldn't even have had to say anything to me, because I don't ever remember her saying, you just wait till your father gets home. She took care of things right then and there, just that she was gone by then. So I think it's got a lot to do, it's got something to do with the parents. And nowadays, I don't know what you can do in school. I mean, if I would have kept goofing off, what the teacher would have done was stump me in the head. You know what I'm saying? But they probably can't do that anymore.
Of course they can't. No, there's no question about that. But so, number one, your point, John, is that, you know, oh, he doesn't do that at home, he only does it at school, doesn't mean it's the school's problem. It's still a parenting problem, because it's behavior that obviously is not acceptable in school, and a parent can contribute to that. Take your point there without question. I mean, I have a great deal of empathy for these educators, because, you know, there are a lot different rules today than there were any other time. Whether or not a seclusion room is the right way to go, I don't know. But, I mean, I was asking this parent, well, what would you do? You're acknowledging your son does this stuff. You know, he's pulled him out of school now and is homeschooling him because he doesn't, want him in this room. And obviously it's affecting him, it sounds like, rather significantly when he is, you know, this is used as a punishment. But what's the school supposed to do? And that's, and to his credit, he said, I don't know. But I guess he's saying, I'm the parent, not the educator here. But my question to our audience is, well, what should they do?
Well, and I can tell you, I mean, I wasn't doing anything like that. We were just, you know, goofing off, a bunch of us guys, talking, disrupting the class. But I can tell you, if a couple of thumps in the head wouldn't have done any good, and if my father wouldn't have straightened the situation out, I can tell you what would have happened. You're disrupting a class. There's 25 or 30 other individuals that can't learn because one person is just, we got kicked out of school. Just that simple.
Yeah.
Back then. Well, I mean, you're talking about back in the 50s and 60s here. So, you know, it's quite a bit, it's quite a bit of difference now. But if you're making a situation where everybody else who's in there to learn can't do it, I can't understand why school doesn't just get rid of you and then say, hey, you know, we tried to work with you. Now you're going to have to find different arrangements. That's all there is to it. I mean, you're going to disrupt the class of that many people and make it hard for them to learn? Get rid of them. That's my take on it. So
appreciate the call, John. Thanks a bunch. Let's go to Andrew in Linton. You're next at 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Andrew.
Hello. I guess I got a few thoughts on this, so hold with me if you would. I think your previous caller really hit the nail right on the head. The problem is partially that the schools, they don't have any way of dealing with rebellious or disruptive children apart from, you know, putting them in the seclusion room. But here's another thing. Look at this from the child's perspective. Okay, he doesn't like going to school, obviously, and he's acting up in school. So he's learned that, you know, all he has to do to get out of school for the day is act up a little bit. He'll get thrown up in this room for 10, 15 minutes. His dad will come and pick him up, and he's got the rest of the day off. I mean, you're not going to train this child any different if he's getting what he really wants by acting up and being treated that way. You know, I think, you know, the only way that this is going to change is if his dad gets active and when he comes to pick him up, that's fine. But, you know, he's take him home, give him a good spanking, and send him back to school. So there's really...
Appreciate the comments. Thank you, Jim Stanley. Listen on 550K Farm, and I hard to argue with that, but there's a little bit of that going on. Appreciate the call, Andrew. Thanks. Jim and Stanley, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to go back a little farther, and Mr. Myers, you know, this is not a slight to you and your ex-wife, but, you know, I believe that raising children is an extreme responsibility, and, we're acting out, we're playing out, I'd be curious to know how long the guy's been divorced, number one. But I believe, you know, divorce has become the norm instead of the exception in our society. And I think it's very, very difficult to raise children in this crazy environment, you know, as a single parent. I commend you for trying, but if you really, my suggestion would be, if your relationship is fixable for the children, fix your relationship, raise your son together, then I can pretty much assure you, you might be looking at a non-issue with your son as he grows older. That's just my inside take.
Well, certainly, and by the way, the parent is gone, but he did explain that he shared the parenting obligations now with an ex-wife. And I'm not going to disagree with Jim on the standpoint that, you know, the ideal that you would strive for would be a two-parent family. I also think it's, you know, unrealistic to think that's going to be achievable in every case. It isn't. And I think there's plenty of examples of divorces where kids' behavior is not a result of this. Could this be? Who knows? Now we're psychoanalyzing, and I don't know. I mean, I take your advice for the parent in the spirit that it was delivered, but I think it'd be unfair to focus on that as the only reason. On the other hand, I'm going to take your point as the high road of saying, what's the ideal? Absolutely. And for your kids, do everything you can to stay together, to parent them, and agree with you there, certainly. That's the ideal. That's the perfect. And who doesn't want to strive for the best, right? Alan and Tioga, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, I wanted to say, I want to try and help this guy. I've had three children like that. There's a thing, and this may or may not be, but there's a thing called social anxiety, and the child can't take the kind of input that he's getting in a social setting, and they either withdraw or else they'll act out. And there are medications. If you don't want to give them medication, go on the Internet. There's HTP. There's a number of herbs that work and help for this. I have a child right now, 13, going through it, and she doesn't like public school, but there's more to it than that. That's what I want to say.
All right, Alan, appreciate that. And obviously a lot of folks just reaching out wanting to help here, so I think that's great. Marla, listening on 550K Fire somewhere in the great state of South Dakota. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Marla.
Good morning. I, too, used to have a son, or I still have a son, but he used to act pretty bad in school, too, and it was so frustrating. This was several years ago, and he would end up in the hallway or to the principal, which he kind of thought was fun. But the teachers were just totally frustrated, and so were we. We were trying to help each other. Some things that helped us, one, I know it's going to sound strange, but we start taking to a chiropractor who worked, does the muscle weakness testing, and when he was really bad, she had to adjust some head bones, literally. The other things we had to do was take him, watch what he ate, the sugar, the red food dye was the worst, and we would take things to school so when the others had treats, he could have his own treat, and we just told the teacher, I said, you know, I realize you don't want him to miss out, but if you give him red Kool-Aid, don't come complain to us when he's flying off the wall, disrupting your class. So that was some of the things we had to do along with discipline, but you know, these poor teachers, their hands are tied so bad. I can understand if the seclusion room, you know, if, like you said, a last resort. I don't blame the teachers, but maybe something like that'll help.
Good suggestions, and again, spirit of wanting to help these folks, and you know, I would imagine for John and any other parent going through it, to have other people that have been through the battles help. So, Marla, thank you. Appreciate that.
Hang in there, please, because my son's now 37 and a wonderful father. So hang in there. Don't give up on him.
All right. Good advice. Thanks a bunch. I love our audience. 800-228-0550. More when we continue on What's on Your Mind. Don't touch the dial.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Look, Billings, Montana, the Metro Park Expo Center, home of the 15th Annual Energy Exposition. Yep, June 25th and 26th. It's the largest oil and gas trade show in the Rockies. You go there, you get exposed. Register your company for a booth now. And hey, don't miss the industry dinner with keynote speaker, the Honorable Dick Cheney. Admission to the expo is free, and the exposure is, you know, priceless. The Energy Exposition, June 25th and 26th. Find out more at energyexposition.com.
I'm a very bad man, and I'm outside your house. I see you've got an alarm. Outstanding. Because houses with alarms always have the coolest stuff. Unless you've got a door double reinforcing your door frame. I'll kick your fancy door just like any other door. And I'll be gone before the police even get the call. Don't worry, I'll try not to make a mess.
Door doubles are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDouble.com.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring's the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
What's on your mind? Call that came in on a topic we were tackling earlier, care of the VA. Roll that comment from our fine listener.
The way in on the VA, I deal with the Williston branch of the VA clinic there, and they do an awesome job. Super people, and they've always been there. Thank you.
All right, another shout out for good care here in the heartland. From the VA. Appreciate that very much. All right, back to more of your calls on these and other topics in our final segment of the Thursday edition of What's On Your Mind after I tell you about my friends at High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer. Now, there's one benefit to sort of a late start here, and, you know, the cooler weather and the rain and the wet fields, and I saw a lot of it today, driving out eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota to chase on the lake. And that should get everything working good. And the world's largest source of ag application parts is now at your High Plains Apache dealer. That's right. They have the new ET Ag Center. 50,000 parts, and not just for Apache sprayers. I mean, Apache's the best, okay? They are the best. And the new used, they got them for you right now. But if you need a part for not only Apache sprayer, any sprayer, chances are they have it now with this new ET Ag Center. And if they don't, they'll get it shipped right to your door in a day or two. So stop and see this new wonderful ET Ag Center at the High Plains Apache locations in Mandan. They're across from Bonanza, right across Maine. They're on East Side Court. You can call them, too, at 701-663-2375. They're also in Fargo as well. So they'll take care of this. Really is something to see. We're out there for their open house not long ago, and really extraordinary in everything they do. So stop and see the team. They'll take good care of you. Apache sprayers, new, used, and the parts for not only the Apache, but the whole work. So Tyler and the team and Mandan, Greg, Tim, Sean, they do good work, and they're looking for you today. So come on in. Same thing at the Fargo shop as well. So we'll meet the team there. Stop and see them. Chris and their whole crew there. Okay, let's get back to the phones here. Who's waiting to weigh in? Doug in Williston, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Doug.
Hey, Scott. Thank you. I just wanted to bring to the listener's attention something that's somewhat related to the young lad, the five-year-old, and the school's ability, or it's not necessarily the school, but I read a remarkable story on Politico, and it has to do with private companies and their data mining and the methods that they're using that are compiling skill sets, what the children are. It's kind of complicated. And what is going on is there's a ton of private companies out there that are offering services to either the school districts or the individual schools, or in some cases just the school teacher, and they are proposing, they sell their products as a learning aid or something that can be used to compile data for more effective teaching. But what the problem is that these companies are not regulated, and what they are doing is they're data mining all the data sets on your children, where they're going on the internet, how the online courses that they're taking, the incredible amount of data that they're compiling on all our children, unbeknownst to most of the parents, and they're confidential. They have no confidentiality.
And I'm sorry, who's doing this, Doug?
There's a myriad of private companies, and some of them have the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is one of them that people are probably most familiar with, but it goes all the way down the line to small startup companies who they sell these products as learning aids, but what they're actually doing is they're data mining all these data points and then compiling it and then selling it.
So your point is your point is buyer beware here of what they're collecting in the way of data.
Yeah, example, your child is taking an online course in anatomy, and in between, and then they go and they post on Facebook that they're going on a camping trip. Well, then the next ad pop-up that comes on there is selling them, you know, some camping equipment. That's a pretty benign example. But I think the parents need to be really careful and realize and explain to their children that everything they're doing online, even if it's at a school computer or they're on their home computer, is going to stay with them for their entire life. And
that's good advice, Doug. And I would also add, just in social media, not even,
Oh, absolutely.
But there's a lot of
the
examples.
The story's on Politico. Scott, take the time to read it, and it will blow your mind. I think it'll. And I just wanted to give that heads up to concerned parents, so that to be forewarned is forearmed.
Sure,
and
absolutely.
I appreciate your show.
Thank you. Appreciate you listening very much. Sorry we are out of time, but we are for today. By the way, my buddy Eugene Grain will be sitting in my chair tomorrow. We're getting ready for the graduation festivities, open house this weekend, actual graduation next week. So I'll be gone tomorrow and on Wednesday, and you'll be in the most able care of Mr. Todd Mitchell and Eugene Grainer tomorrow, and Todd Mitchell and Pat Finken on Wednesday.
But there goes the neighborhood.
And, hey, if you want to get away and enjoy some summer and get a great deal, chaseontheleg.com, promo code Scott, $300, two nights. Free breakfast, half off the boats and the bikes, midweek specials that are great, $59 a night till May 22nd. Check it out, chaseonthelake.com, promo code Scott, or just call them, Chase, 888-CHASE-06. Tell them Scott sent you. For Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hinnon. God bless you, folks, and thanks for listening to What's on Your Mind. Bye-bye.
Hey, folks, it's Scott Hinnon here. Make today the day you book a Chase break. Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts, on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. It's your spot for some unbelievable May savings. Get a load of this deal. While they last, $59 a night, any classic room, any night at Chase on the Lake. Call right now, 888-CHASE-06, or go online to chaseonthelake.com to book this incredible deal. Super savings in May at Chase on the Lake. Here's another deal. Now through June 19th, you get a classic hotel room with free 2 hours of watercraft, that's speedboat, pontoon, or wave runners, or bike rental, free, $119 per night, Sunday through Thursday, anytime between now and June 19th. Book that right now, 888-CHASE-06. Or the Friday and Saturday night deal, $298 for a classic hotel room for your weekend stay, plus get half off the half-day watercraft rentals. That's through June 19th. ChaseOnTheLake.com or call 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06. Call or book online now.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.